It's called the EB-5. It's a federal visa program that offers a conditional green card to foreign nationals who invest $1 million in a qualified project in the U.S. or invest $500,000 in depressed urban or rural areas. EB-5 is the cornerstone of Governor Snyder's strategy to attract more immigrants to Michigan. In fact, Michigan will be only the second state in the nation to open a statewide center to attract immigrant investment and offer this possible path to citizenship. The first state to do so was Vermont. Brent Raymond is the director of that state's EB-5 Regional Center. Welcome, Brent.
Thank you, Cindy. Pleasure to be speaking with you.
Brent, give us a sense of the nuts and bolts of how your program works.
Well, the Vermont EB-5 Regional Center was approved back in 1997. We actually didn't move forward with approving a project until 2006. And since then, we have had an excellent track record. The nuts and bolts are that we are a regional center that's owned by the state and administered and managed by the state. And we are an independent arm researching different projects, developers, business people that come to us that are interested in creating an EB-5 project. And we approve less than 5% of those projects that come to us.
Now, we've been told by Governor Snyder that the Center in Michigan will provide visas for people who invest at least $1 million in the state and create at least 10 jobs. And do you have that job creation requirement as well in Vermont?
Yeah, United States Citizens and Immigration Service, under EB-5, that is the requirement,
okay.
Is 10 jobs created per investor. And there's two amounts. There's $1 million, and then there's a $500,000 qualifying amount if you're in what's called a targeted employment area. And a targeted employment area essentially means that you are a rural area, or you can be urban with a high unemployment, and that, too, would qualify you as a TEA.
Now, Governor Snyder is saying that he expects Michigan's Immigrant Investment Center to bring in more money, more jobs. He's predicting at least $30 million in creating 600 new jobs each year. How does that square with your experience with what you've been doing in Vermont?
$30 million a year, I think, is attainable. That would, you know, square with Vermont and what we've achieved since 2007 when we approved our first project.
And as we talk about projects, Brent, give us an idea of the kinds of projects that have been funded in Vermont.
A majority are ski related. You know, the first project we approved was JP Resort. They came back after that, and they've actually had several projects. So in Vermont, it's attracted ski resorts, and Vermont is, you know, the ski destination of the East.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also had manufacturing companies, and so it works best as far as marketing purposes to the Chinese, which they're really the 800-pound gorilla, because there's lots of multimillionaire Chinese. They are most attracted to real estate projects, but we have had success with manufacturing projects as well.
Brent, as things came together in Michigan to make Michigan the second state in the country to open a statewide EB-5 center, there were critics who voiced concern that the program sets up two classes of immigrants. You've got the wealthier person who can use EB-5 and, in essence, jump to the head of the queue and get that U.S. visa, and then the less well-off who are waiting and who are not necessarily welcomed with the same open arms. Did you have that conversation in Vermont, and what would you say about those concerns?
There are some people on the left and some people on the right that criticize the program, and they use that term, they're jumping in line.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's many different visas out there that are available to many different countries, to many different people. Vermont has a long history of accepting refugees from around the world, and this is EB-5, so this is an employment-based fifth preference. So just in an employment-based visa category, this is one of five lines. So there's no jumping in front of any one line. There's actually multiple types of visas that can be obtained. And this is just one type with a very small quota. The number is very, very limited.
Can you give us a sense, Brent, as far as what your program has meant to Vermont in terms of money that's come into the state and in terms of jobs?
Yeah, literally thousands of jobs. Now, if you look at that, a lot of them would be construction jobs. Mm-hmm. But if you look at key indicators for the economy, a strong and healthy construction industry is very important to the economy. And it's also permanent jobs. We've had over $300 million injected into our economy through EB-5 in projects that are fully funded and have, their projects are at the final phases. The economic analysis that has been done has shown that in the areas where these projects have occurred, there's definitely an upswing in the economy that's borne out by independent economic analysis. Also, we've approved a project that's considered at risk. So there was a project that went through a downturn during the global recession. They had a good track record, so we felt that the project would be was going to be affected temporarily by the recession, and they created a good strong business plan. So we approved it, and a couple hundred jobs were saved that otherwise these people would have been laid off during the recession. Mm. So it's not only always about job creation, but Vermont has used EB-5 very successfully to prevent hundreds of people being laid off due to global economic situation.
Brent Raymond directs Vermont's EB-5 Regional Center, and that was the first one in the nation to offer a statewide center to attract immigrant investment. And we are going to become, in Michigan, the second state to open the statewide center. In fact, state officials say Michigan's new EB-5 center could close on its first project by the end of this year. Brent, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.